You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
It's now been about a week since Oracle announced that they would be saving TikTok from being banned in the United States. But it's kind of unclear what's actually happening right now. So joining me to cut through the noise is senior Recode reporter Shireen Ghaffari. Hey, Shireen.
Hey, Teddy.
So what exactly is going on? I'm a little confused.
Yeah, I don't blame you. There's been a lot of twists and turns in this saga. But the latest is that Oracle has put forward an offer to take over part of TikTok, but not the majority of it, of its U.S. operations. And the deal that Oracle proposed, ByteDance, which is TikTok's Chinese parent company, would still retain 80% ownership of TikTok U.S. And the rest would be, you know, what Oracle and Walmart in partnership would negotiate ownership of.
Wait a minute. So ByteDance, aka a Chinese entity, is still in charge of TikTok?
Under the deal that Oracle and Walmart proposed, yes, which is a problem for Trump. So while he initially said he supported the deal, he later reversed his position again. And if you remember from the beginning, he was saying, I want nothing other than a full sale. Then he seemed open to less than a full sale. And now we're back to where we started, which is Trump saying that he won't accept anything other than 100% of TikTok US being owned by Americans and not a Chinese company.
So is there still a sense that this could fall through, or does it feel like this now has Trump's approval and signs still delivered?
Oh no, this definitely is at risk of falling through now. I think that initially when Trump blessed this deal, there was, you know, probably people at TikTok breathed a sigh of relief. But now that Trump has, again, reversed his decision, it's unclear what's going to happen. It very well could be that this deal does not happen.
And that's because the problems that Trump has cited for national security haven't necessarily been appeased. Is that right?
That's right. And it's not just Trump saying that. I mean, others have said, you know, even people who are not necessarily very partisan, but just sort of outside national security experts, law professors, sources I've spoken with say that, yeah, look, if what you're worried about is national security and the Chinese government influencing TikTok, this deal structure where a Chinese company still retains majority ownership of TikTok wouldn't really help. Now, we don't really know what exactly the national security concerns, what the real threat is. It has yet to be proven that TikTok is spying on U.S. citizens or anything like that. And they, of course, deny that they're doing that. So it's unclear how serious the national security threat really is. But if you are worried about that, the deal that was proposed by Oracle and Walmart is probably not going to satisfy those fears.
Oracle and Walmart. I haven't heard much about Walmart during this process. I always thought it was Oracle versus Microsoft. What's the Walmart connection?
Yeah, so it seems kind of random to people, but actually our colleague Jason Del Rey did a good piece on this showing how for Walmart, it's all about, you know, competing with Amazon, and they've kind of been losing this battle, right, for years with Amazon growing to be a bigger and bigger commerce platform leader. And so for Walmart, this is a way to get in on something new and exciting and hot, and for once, not just be kind of like the slower, bigger guy, you know, falling behind the younger, lean Amazon. But instead now it's like, hey, we're in social media. We're doing something cool. We have younger potential market share here and younger eyes and valuable data potentially, right? From the 100 million US users who use TikTok.
And Shireen, last thing, when we step back from this, you know, whether the deal happens or not, has the last week sort of raised any questions about just how involved the Trump administration is going to be in business deals like this and just how unusual it'll prove to be?
Completely. And that's a great question because, look, the president of the U.S. does have a lot of authority to issue sanctions. And it's not just Trump. You know, presidents, many administrations have issued wide-ranging bans on trade with certain countries or certain sectors because of national security issues. Think about sanctions on Iran or, you know, sanctions on the Soviet Union during the Cold War, right? That's normal. But usually it's something that's done systematically across a wide range of companies and industries. What is so different about what's happening here and what worries people is how it seems targeted at one, or in this case, two companies, TikTok and WeChat, and how the whole process has been haphazard, confusing. Trump has reversed his positions many times, and he's said things that are totally beyond the pale in terms of not normal procedures, like saying that the buyer of TikTok should essentially bribe the US government and pay an extra kickback to the Treasury Department. And he actually has, in this current deal, Oracle has proposed, is giving $5 billion, Oracle Walmart, toward an education fund that the US government will set up, which an education fund might sound fine, but it's unprecedented and very worrying from a kind of corruption point of view for a president to be able to ask for one-off kickbacks here and there and set up funds to his liking to do things that he wants to do, which is in this case, teach patriotic American values. It's strange, it is worrisome, and that is what is different about this.
Yeah, new frontiers in corporate philanthropy.
Right.
Shireen Ghaffari, reporter here at Recode, thanks for joining us.
Thanks.